This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a panel looking into healthcare pricing.
As a reminder,
the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Driving Down the Cost of Healthcare held its first hearing on September 10th. For many years, healthcare and matters related have been at the forefront of legislative actions. This panel's task could likely result in legislation that would be introduced during the next regular legislative session, which will begin in January. Senator Travis Fitzwater of Holt Summit serves on the committee. He says some examples already exist of bringing down healthcare costs.
The pharmacy thing is just fascinating and blows me away. And I met with your director of pharmacy, really impressive. Josh has done a great job. The fact that in 7 or 8 years, pharmacies have been flat or down is phenomenal. When everything's going up so quickly, it's amazing that that's the case. And when I talked to him, it blew me away too. All the work he was doing, and he met in my office and walked me through, I'm like, there's no way you're keeping it flat. It's like, we're not keeping it flat. We're actually reducing the cost, which is wild with how many that we're bringing in.
Senator Angela Walton Mosley of Florissant also serves on the six-member panel. She says she has her own ideas on how to lower healthcare costs.
Other countries have universal healthcare. The residents don't have to pay for their healthcare out of their own pocket. It seems that other countries that use that have better health than the United States does. It also helps with the mental health as well, because they don't have to worry about how they're going to have to pay for their insurance. We only have a few companies in the state of Missouri that would pay fully for their employees' insurance. So they pay 100%, so the employees are paying nothing, and they have very good insurance. When you go to the doctor, they're like, yeah, that place right there has really good insurance. Why can't everybody have really good insurance and be able to get the quality health care that they need?
There are currently no further hearings scheduled for the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Driving Down the Cost of Health Care, which again has until the end of this year to wrap up its work. In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. Pre-filed bills will start to receive their official bill numbers on December 1st. The first regular session of the 104th General Assembly will begin in January. With the new General Assembly will come some new faces in the Missouri Senate. The first step toward putting new members into place will come in early November, when both senators and senators-elect will meet in the Capitol to decide new leadership for the next 2 years. Following this, members and staff are scheduled to take part in orientation training. There will be 10 new faces in the upper chamber next year. There are 34 Missouri senators altogether. We will continue to highlight both those measures that have become law, as well as proposals that were not so successful this year, but could return in one form or another next year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.